Petronius, I can hardly believe I'm hearing this. You're really accusing me of murdering Censorinus.
I'm not, but Marponius will.
But you're the investigating officer. The judge doesn't need to know about this. I can help you track down the killer.
He knows already. Insisted on coming along to see the body at Flora's bar.
And everyone told him my brother owed Censorinus money from some dodgy business venture, and I wasn't too anxious to cough it up. Hmm?
There was a lot more gory detail than that.
Looks bad.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So I'm a wanted man, and Marponius thinks you're looking for me. Have you found me?
I told him you weren't at your apartment.
How much longer can you carry on looking before he smells a rat?
I could stretch it to a day.
Or three?
I doubt it. He wants this cleared up quickly.
So do I. You better tell me where you found already.
Well, all we've got so far is an extremely bloody corpse.
When was he killed?
Marponius thinks last night. My instinct says early this morning.
The one time I haven't got an alibi. I suppose it couldn't have been suicide.
Not with those wounds.
He wasn't robbed.
It doesn't look like it. It would help if you told me a bit more about your involvement with it.
The scandalmongers at Flora's told you as much as I can. There's a problem over some business deal of Festus's. I don't know what. Censorinus wouldn't tell me, but he still wanted me to cough up the money. I wasn't prepared to.
Helpful.
I can tell you one thing.
Good.
I have no intention of getting myself executed because of some fine mess Festus left me in.
Don't worry. I am assuming you didn't do it.
Thanks. If the body's all we've got to go on, I'd like to take a look at it. Is it still at Flora's?
No, the body's off limits. So is Flora's.
God nuts. How am I supposed to find out who did it?
I'm sure you'll find a way. You're still a suspect, Falco. Don't push it.
Charming. So much for friendship.
It's only because we are friends I haven't got you in manacles. And I need to know what this business with your brother was.
So do I, Petro. So do I. My own family might offer some clues as to what Festus and his army pals had been up to. So I started out on a round of visits to my sister's. When I got back, Helena had a nice lunch waiting for me.
Mmm, that smells good.
Not ready yet. Tell me how you got on.
I started with Maya first.
I thought you would. She's your favourite.
Maya's the best of us. Why, she ever married that idiot Famia.
Let's not get into that. What did she say about Festus?
Oh, not much. I never got on.
No, she didn't like the way he treated you.
He had a sunny nature and a golden heart.
If he got his own way.
She said Festus never told her anything important.
Is that all?
There is one obvious person I ought to talk to.
Your father? I've been telling you that.
No, Marina.
Festus's girlfriend?
Mm.
Well, that is a good idea. I'm surprised you haven't thought of it.
Well, it's complicated.
Well, I don't see why. She owes you a favour.
What do you mean? Why do you say that?
Well, you're so good to Marcia.
My brother, in his usual careless way, had left a child behind him. I was very fond of little Marcia. Least I could do.
Festus would have told Marina about his deals. I'm sure he liked to boast in bed.
Sometimes I got the impression Helena didn't like Festus much either.
Well, it might be too painful. You know, we both saw Festus on his last night in Rome. Memories, you know.
Then you've never spoken about it?
Not really. And there was a very good reason for that. Festus left Marina and me together on his last night in Rome, and I've been trying to forget what happened next ever since.
I don't think that's very healthy.
It wouldn't be very healthy for me if Helena found out, and Marina had a big mouth.
Anyway, I thought I'd better go and see how Miko's getting on.
Oh, yes, those poor children.
My sister Victorina died in childbirth, leaving three children and a useless husband.
Well, he wasn't much help. Said Festus had mentioned a job he might want him for.
To do with the money?
No, just plastering over some brickwork.
Not much of a lead.
No.
He'd also suggested I talk to Marina, but I wasn't going to tell Helena that.
Well, there's one visit you won't have to make. Alia's coming round this afternoon.
Oh, what does she want to borrow this time? Alia was not my favourite sister, and she returned the compliment.
Don't be mean. Your mother told her about the problem with Festus.
Good old Mark got the troops rallied.
And Alia says she'll tell us all she knows.
That won't take long.
And that's what you think. But apparently, she's a great friend of Marina's.
Oh, Jupiter. Of course she was.
She might have something very interesting to say.
Yes, she might.
Maybe I'll stick around, talk to her myself.
I thought you were going over to Flora's this afternoon.
Do that another time.
No, you can't. You said you wanted to go while the watch were taking their siesta.
Yeah, but...
So, go. I'm sure I can handle Alia. She might talk more easily to another woman anyway.
Yes, I know.
I had no choice. That afternoon, I set off for Flora's. Whatever Petro said, I had to take a look at that room.
Afternoon, Epimandos.
Sorry.
The usual.
Just the wine, thanks.
Coming up. People are saying you're going to be arrested.
People will say anything. I've done nothing wrong.
Men from the watch told me you'll have a hard job getting out of it. You are.
And I'll be suing them for slander. Cheers.
But you're an investigator. Your brother was always telling me how good you are.
Good old Festus. He could charm, even from the shades of Hades.
You'll be able to prove your innocence.
If you'll help. How much to let me take a look at the room upstairs?
Room? Which room?
How many rooms have you got that have had murders committed in them?
He went white. I seem to have hit a nerve.
Don't worry, I only want the most recent, the one St. Serena's had.
That didn't improve his colour.
I can't take you there.
Why not?
It's all roped off. There was a guard there till 10 minutes ago.
Guarding what? You're not telling me the body's still there?
Yes.
A bit inconvenient. Suppose blood starts dripping through the ceiling into the wine.
They can't take him away. He's a soldier. The army has to be notified.
Who said that?
Petronius Longus.
Petro? Since when had Petro cared what the army wanted? Unless, despite what he said yesterday, he was trying to help me.
You got any oysters?
What?
Oysters. I just fancy some.
We never have oysters. You'll have to go over the road.
I can't be bothered. Run and fetch me a bowl, will you? I'll make it worth your while.
That shifted him and left me free to go and look at the body. Didn't take me long to get up the stairs or get through the ropes. Then I was in the room. And I wished I wasn't. This murder had been committed in a frenzy. Had to be a man. Brute strength, blow after crazy blow, long after death occurred. There was blood everywhere. Olympus knows what the killer must have looked like when he left. I forced myself to look around. Boots under the bed, so he must have been in it. Soldiers never take their boots off otherwise. Alone, there was only one wine cup. I looked through his stuff, found an old bar bill, placed out on the Campagna. No other clues. All his weapons were stowed neatly, so he'd been caught completely off guard, probably died with the first ferocious blow. I wondered if he'd haunt the room. He seemed the type.
Falco!
What? Jupiter, you gave me a fright.
I brought your oysters.
I don't feel hungry anymore.
Do you know who did it?
I know it wasn't me.
I know that too.
Thanks.
I told the watch captain.
After we'd had our little disagreement, when did St. Serena's come back?
Later that evening.
By himself?
Yes.
You sure?
He was alone when he had supper here, anyway.
Did he stay in?
Yes.
Drinking?
He went upstairs.
Did he say anything?
Like what?
Anything.
No.
Did anyone come to see him afterwards?
Not that I saw.
Were you busy?
Yes, quite.
So, someone could have gone past without you noticing?
I suppose so.
Were you working in the bar all night?
Yes, till we closed.
Do you sleep here?
Yes.
Did you notice any odd noises that night?
No.
He ought to have heard if someone had broken in. But then he ought to have heard a violent fight going on over his head, too. He probably went to bed drunk. I would if I worked here.
Who found the body? Was it you?
No, the owner, going up to get the rent.
There was no more to be got out of him. I had to go back and face some questions myself.
I'm home, honeycake.
Yes, so I see.
She was very quiet. And she changed into one of her best dresses and her finest jewellery. Things weren't looking good.
Would you believe it, Flora's does have an actual owner?
Really?
Jupiter knows who. Oh, and I bumped into Petro. He's got a case conference with Marponius tomorrow, so he might have to haul me in.
Then I'd better make the most of the time we've got left.
Not good at all.
To do what, exactly?
Get some things straight. About you and your family.
That's a large topic.
I know.
Do we have to talk about it now? I'm tired.
We do if you want me in your bed tonight.
You're leaving me? Oh, Hades, what had Alia said?
I don't know.
I've never cheated on you, sweetheart.
There are different ways of cheating.
Are you going to ask me specific questions or are you expecting a general confession?
I'm expecting the truth.
I always tell you the truth.
Some of it. Let's do the easy bit first.
What easy bit?
It's obvious there are two people you need to see to clear up this mystery about Festus. Yet you've spent the whole day avoiding them. Why?
Which two?
You know which. Your brother's old girlfriend and your father. Why do you hate him so much?
I don't. He's not worth hating.
Because he walked out on you when you were a child?
My childhood is none of your business.
It is when I have to live with the consequences.
I don't know what went on between my parents. That is none of my business. But my father left when I was 7. Just before I was about to become a man, assumed the toga praetexta, and he wasn't there to see me.
And why did they never divorce?
He was too ashamed, and she was too stubborn. I used to wish I was an orphan.
Marcus.
It would have been simpler, then I could have started again without the constant hope or fear that just when everything had settled down, he'd turn up and it would all start all over again.
Did he leave you without money?
We just escaped being destitute.
But you went to school.
He didn't pay for that. The lodger did, poor old soul. He was fond of my mother.
Did that cause trouble between them?
No. The only source of that kind of trouble was the red-headed scarf maker my father ran away with.
That's why you hate redheads. I must remember to stay dark.
Just stay, please. Oh, Helena.
Don't distract me. So, your father started a new life as an auctioneer in Capua, eventually reappeared in Rome as the man I know as Geminus, and is now a rich man. Is it his wealth you resent?
He could be as rich as Croesus, for all I care.
Is he still with the redhead?
I believe so.
Do they have children?
I believe not.
So he's stayed with her for over 20 years.
You can hardly expect me to admire his fidelity to the woman he left my mother for.
You can't have such a bad opinion of him. You recommended him to my father.
He's the best auctioneer in Rome.
But you even work with him yourself sometimes.
Only when I have to. One of my professional specialities is recovering stolen art. Doesn't mean I like it.
Festus worked closely with your father quite often.
He had less pride.
Or maybe he didn't share your anger.
And a more forgiving nature.
Perhaps a less obsessive one. Basically, he continued to have a relationship with your father.
There was a bit of a gap when he first left, but by the time Festus died, they were even sharing a lock-up in the antiques quarter.
Then your father will know about the statue and the ship that sank.
If it was one of their joint ventures.
So why haven't you been to see him? Are you afraid to face him?
I wanted to have all my facts straight before I tackled him. I'll go tomorrow.
I want to have all my facts straight, too.
Oh, Hades. I made one last pathetic attempt to escape my fate. Sweetheart, I'm in a lot of trouble. I may be arrested tomorrow. Don't let's spoil our last evening.
I don't want to. But when one of your sisters...
Alia, I knew it.
...is so very eager to tell me that you seduced your brother's girlfriend, I would like, at the very least, to be able to say that you told me all about it.
She didn't object.
I imagine Festus did.
No, I think it was his idea from the start.
You're saying she seduced you, encouraged by him.
There's only one woman I ever let seduce me. I'm looking at her, the woman I love.
Then tell her the truth.
So I did. I told her the whole terrible story of that dreadful night.